Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
When kids have a troubled home life, sometimes they need placed in foster homes. And Marion County in general, and Knoxville in particular, doesn't have enough of them. Let's go in depth with Kai McGee with Iowa Kids Net. Kai, what's Iowa Kids Net?
Iowa Kids Net is a collaboration of different nonprofit agencies across Iowa that work together to recruit foster parents across the state of Iowa, train them, support them as they are foster parents, and help them with all of the needs related to licensing required to be a foster parent.
Let's just say in 1 year in Marion County, how many kids are placed on average in foster homes?
I would say we would see the need from local need, we would see about 15 to 20 kids in need of a foster home in Marion County. However, particularly if these are folks who are willing to care for kids with severe medical issues, or folks who are willing and comfortable caring for teens, you may see more kids placed in Marion County than coming from Marion County, because in some cases we need the home wherever it's available.
All right, and so why do kids get placed in foster care? What are the circumstances?
For the most part, kids are placed in foster care after they experience physical abuse, sexual abuse, neglect. And most of the time when kids come into foster care in Iowa, it's due to neglect. And there are some rigid state definitions in regards to what constitutes neglect or abuse. But this would be situations like children left unsupervised for a long period of time, or children being exposed to conditions that are very, very unsafe for them. Sometimes it may be because the parents are involved in substance abuse. There might be domestic violence occurring in the home, or other situations like that that would cause the state to step in and say that the child's in need of a temporary safe environment. While the family has the opportunity to rectify whatever the problem is that caused the child to be removed.
Okay, and so how long might a kid be in foster care?
It varies. There's no set time. We tend to see an average of about a year to 2 years, depending. Some kids leave maybe just after a few weeks. Some kids, it really depends on the families and how long it takes them to stabilize and overcome whatever their particular family crises are.
And families can do that?
Absolutely, families can do that. Substance abuse is probably the number one driver of kids coming into foster care. And so when families are able to access substance abuse treatment in whatever shape and form available to them and get some recovery from substance abuse, stable housing and employment, some parenting classes, sometimes some counseling. When they're able to do those things, most of the time kids are able to return to the homes that they were removed from.
And I'm guessing that sometimes the kids that are coming out of homes, sometimes they're just doing fine, and mm-hmm. some other ones have real problems because of the environment.
Sure. I think kids, to some extent, live what is modeled for them. So some kids may have some behavioral challenges just related to seeing what was going on around them. Sometimes we'll see kids coming into foster care with really serious academic and educational challenges. For instance, if there's a lot of drug use in a chaotic home environment, sitting down and doing homework may not be high on the priority list for that young person. So typically academic issues are a real challenge. We have children and youth come in ranging from very severe medical needs to no medical needs at all, or not as serious, maybe a well-treated case of diabetes or something like that. So they kind of run the gamut in terms of their physical health needs, their emotional health needs, their academic needs. So we really need families who are committed to being part of a team of folks assessing what those needs are and doing their best to provide for those needs in a safe and stable environment.
More in depth after this.
We'll be right back.
I continued my conversation with Kai McGee with Iowa KidsNet about the need for more foster homes in Marion County.
And so do you place kids based upon need and, I guess, availability of foster homes throughout the state, or do you try to keep them close to home?
We want to keep them close to home. The purpose behind foster care is the entire goal when the state is removing a child and placing them in foster care. The entire goal is reunification. We want that child to be able to go back home. And if they're separated from their families by a great distance, that makes that reunification effort that much harder. We really don't want to see kids moving schools or school districts. We don't want them to see them leaving neighborhoods that they're accustomed to. I think in the situations where we're having to move kids out of those environments, because we don't have foster homes available in that immediate area, it just increases the trauma that kids are experiencing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you just put them in a whole different place, whole new friends, that's tough.
That's really tough. I think about my own four-year-old twins, and making a switch, from one daycare to another is not something to take lightly. So these kids are leaving their families, they're leaving their daycare providers, their schools, their preschools, their elementary, middle schools, high schools, extracurricular activities, friendship groups, etc. So we really need to make sure folks are aware that in every school district, we need as many foster parents as possible so that kids can remain with as much consistency in their lives as possible.
So are there enough foster parents in all of the school districts in Marion County?
I would say no. Right now, the majority of foster parents we have available are in the Pella area. And so I don't believe we have any, it could be wrong, but I don't believe we have any foster parents right now in the Knoxville area. We have just a few in the Monroe area. We really need to have foster parents spread out across Marion County so they're readily available when needed.
So clearly not enough in Knoxville.
Clearly not enough.
Okay, and that's one of the reasons we're talking is you
Absolutely.
Want more foster parents.
I would, if I could have my pie in the sky wish list, I would like to say, you know what, at the end of this year, we're going to have 10 foster families in the Knoxville area that are willing to care for kids ages 0 all the way up to 18 years old.
Okay, so what's the process of becoming a foster parent, foster family?
Sure. We would ask folks to visit our website at www.iowakidsnet.com. They can learn a lot more about foster care in general. The very first step is they would leave some basic information about themselves on the website, and then we will contact them and get them into kind of an informal educational session where we tell them a lot more about the foster care system in general, help them with their application packets. Once we run the background check process to make sure folks are clear in that manner, then we ask the applicants to attend a 10-week training course. It's 30 hours total. It runs for 10 consecutive weeks, so 3 hours a week in a classroom setting, and it's pre-service training. While they're doing that, they are also going through the home study process, which is where a licensing worker from Iowa KidsNet is coming out and meeting with the family and really working with the family to do an in-depth assessment about what their skill set is and what they bring to the table to offer a child, as well as what that family's comfort level is in caring for particular types of needs. Some families may already have two boys of their own, and so they would feel really comfortable caring for another boy, but maybe not wanting to care for a girl, for example, or they may not be comfortable caring for a child who has really critical medical issues, but they have a lot of experience in helping kids overcome educational issues and challenges, so they might ask for a child who really has that particular need that they can work with. So that's part of the home study process. The whole process, beginning to end, takes anywhere from about 5 to 6 months to complete. The majority of that time is spent in class and in the home study process.
Okay, so but let's just say that, I don't have this big fancy house. We don't have all this money. Maybe I'm thinking, maybe we can't pull this off. I've got a big heart, but I might not have all the resources.
Sure. I think it's not quite as exclusive or intimidating as people might think it is. We're really looking for some basic stuff here. So in terms of the physical structure of a home, we would ask that the family have working smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors, and that the bedrooms have windows that open and close from the inside and outside in case of a fire. We would ask that each child have their own bed and their own dresser or closet where they can keep their personal belongings. We would ask that the family, if they have pets, indoor pets, that would have access to the kids, that they have their rabies vaccinations. We would ask that the family have enough income to meet the needs of a child during the time. The state does reimburse some expenses related to foster care. The expenses they reimburse approximately cover about 65% of the cost of actually caring for a child. All children in foster care come with medical coverage through Medicaid, so families aren't responsible for that. So we're not asking for families who are rich. You can be a homeowner or a home renter. You can be married. You can be single, cohabitating. We really just ask that you are in a place in your life where you can provide a loving, physically and emotionally safe environment for a kid while you're doing your best to work with the team to support that family's efforts at overcoming their crisis and getting that child returned back to the home.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kai McGee with Iowa Kids Net about the need for more foster homes in Marion County.
What are some of the rewards that come with being a foster parent?
I think they're primarily intrinsic. You know, for me as a former foster parent, and every family finds their niche of you know, the kids are comfortable parenting. For us, we found that it was extremely rewarding to go through the process of running a tux for prom and seeing our young people maybe go to a school dance for the very first time or begin to have healthy dating relationships and romantic relationships. And a lot of kids, you know, most of the kids who have come to our home have never eaten anywhere in a restaurant that uses actual plates and silverware instead of cardboard boxes and disposable silverware. Being able to go to movies, being able to go on family vacations, being part of something that allows kids to experience that is a magnificent reward. It's life-changing. There's no other word for it. It is life-changing. It's hard. It's challenging. It's not for everybody. There are days that will break your heart, and there are days that will lift your spirits beyond belief.
And I bet that it's such an education, too. Like, it might, I guess it wouldn't have dawned on me that maybe a kid had never eaten at a real restaurant or never gone to a movie. And I guess that's just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it?
It is the tip of the iceberg. There are times when, you know, we've had kids come into our home and we're taking them out and buying them new clothes that they've chosen themselves for the very first time and not something that was given to them, you know, as a hand-me-down. Or there are times when kids have come in very untrusting, very scared, very hesitant because their experiences with adults have not been good. And so they're not quick to warm up to myself or my spouse. Those very same young people have just embraced my children and just really taken to being in a big brother or big sister role. Being around sometimes animals, you know, our pets, our children, that's sometimes the disarming, softening factor in our home that allows young people to begin opening up and trusting and being more vulnerable in having relationships with folks. You know, we did not adopt any of the children that came into our home from foster care. All of them were able to go on back to their families or go on to what came next for them in their lives. And so I really feel like foster care is an opportunity. We don't know what life journeys are meant for these kids. So as foster parents, I think we have the opportunity to plant seeds. And we don't know how they will play out. Those seeds will impact the world 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now. That experience of being in an environment where nobody's yelling, nobody's hitting, there's no violence, there's no chaos, that may be the factor that allows them to parent safely when they grow up and have children. So I think I feel called to service young people in particular, and I think there's a lot of folks out there who also feel the same way. And foster care and or adoption may be the way to experience that.
And what's your website again, people start at?
www.iowakidsnet.com.
And we're in sort of a crisis situation here with foster homes in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Knoxville, you know, towns go through different phases and times in hard economic times. Sometimes that's the one factor that can break a family's back and be that precipitating thing that forces a child into foster care. A family member experiencing a really disabling health crisis takes the family attention and becomes the factor that causes that family to no longer be able to function effectively. And we don't want to see those kids coming in foster care, but in the cases where they need to come into foster care, we want to make sure we have homes available for them right here in the Knoxville area, the Knoxville school system. We want them to have their same teachers, their same educators, their same doctors. The people who know these kids the best are the people we want to keep these kids connected to, and we can't do that anywhere better than in Knoxville.
And so the crisis right now is in Knoxville. You still need more in every community.
Every community across the state needs foster parents. Obviously, where you have larger populations of people, more kids are coming into foster care. So Des Moines, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Sioux City, Davenport, there are large concentrations of kids, and it isn't, those numbers aren't so alarming in some of the smaller rural areas, but actually sometimes that is maybe more significant because kids are so deeply embedded in those communities, to remove them is so harmful outside of those communities, and the fact that families have to drive that much further for resources makes things so much more challenging. So I would say across the state of Iowa, well, the fact I like to share is if every church had maybe two or three foster families, if every church in Iowa had two or three foster families, we would have tripled the homes that we actually need in Iowa. School teachers, anybody who has a concern for young people, I would like to see get involved in foster care.
Thanks to Kai McGee for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.